The definition of world music has always been fuzzy. The definitive place to hear the hottest world music? That's easy. Womex. Womex, short for World Music Expo, is celebrating its 20th anniversary, and this festival is massive. Think South by Southwest on steroids. This group, Batida, with players from Angola and Portugal, is one of many bands trying to win over the talent scouts, tour bookers, and fans who flock there from more than 100 countries. Now here to help us do a little talent spotting of our own is Anastasia Silkas of NPR Music. She writes about global and classical music. Hey there, Anastasia.
Hi, Adi.
So this sounds a lot like a festival you've mentioned in the past, Global Fest. How is Womex different?
Well, Global Fest is really for Americans. It's musicians playing for American bookers and agents. And Womex is kind of that blown up into a much bigger scale. So it's bigger, it's older, it's better established, and it really is the place where musicians make a huge jump in their careers from their local countries and regions out into a really international presence.
Womex moves to a different European city nearly every year. Where was it? Talk a little bit about what you saw this year in terms of local talent.
So this year it moved to Santiago de Compostela in the northwest of Spain in this beautiful Celtic heritage region called Galicia. And I heard some incredible folk musicians there. And one I found really irresistible is a singer whom you just have to hear to believe. Meu cavalinho cavalo, meu cavalinho redondo, e aí te de cortar las pernas.
What a voice. Anastasia, who is this?
He's incredible. He's this local Galician singer named Davide Salvado, and he looks very modern, very casual. He comes on stage, and he's wearing kind of ripped clothes and necklaces, and you think he must be fronting an indie band. And then he opens his mouth and outpours this incredibly sweet tenor, singing traditional folk music from Galicia in the local language called Gallego, like he does on this track we're listening to. It's called Cabalinho.
Anastasia, is Womex the kind of place where most of the acts are very traditional, or is this a place where people kind of mix up and modernize the music?
Well, you know, it brings us back to a very old question, which is, what is world music? And in my opinion, all music is world music, right? All music is inevitably rooted in some time and place and some culture or other, whether or not we think of that particular culture as being somehow foreign or different from our own. Everything is rooted in something. But some artists do make their roots connections more explicit than others, and some go farther afield. And one of the biggest surprises to me at Womex this year was hearing the Mexican band Troquer. And I had no idea what to expect when these six guys came out on stage.
Nice big brass band sound. I wasn't expecting that.
No, not at all. I was not expecting to find a new jazz act that I loved at Womex. It's this very brass-heavy, almost metal jazz. But there's also hints of hip-hop in their live show, and maybe a little funk, and your horns make you think a little bit of the energy of mariachi. And I know that Turker will be coming back to the States in just a couple of months, so I think word is going to get out on them pretty quickly.
Well, before I let you go, Anastasia, I'm a big dance fan, so I want to know if you can leave me anything that I can dance to.
Yeah, I've got just the thing, Adi. I really loved a group from Bogota, Colombia called Tribu Bajaro. They are absolutely a dance band, and they're so charismatic and so energetic and just so much sheer fun. They play an Afro-Colombian style called champeta, which they make sound more African with the kind of guitar lines they use and the rhythms. But honestly, you don't have to think about any of that. It is just there to get you to move. Voy a robarte un besito. That's NPR Music's Anastasia Tsiolkas. Anastasia, thanks so much for these Womex picks.
Always a pleasure, Adi. Thank you so much for having me.
And you can hear more of Anastasia's picks from Womex on our website, npr.org.